Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Camden Fine, the president and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. Right, Cam?
Absolutely. And let me give you a tip. If a small business owner or a consumer is looking for a community bank, they can visit ICBA's Community Bank Locator at www.banklocally.org.
Banklocally.org. All right. That's great.
Banklocally.org. All they have to do is put in their zip code, and immediately it will identify all community banks in their area.
Well,
and
I'll
they can
you,
download that to their iPhone if they want to and so forth.
Good for you. I appreciate you making that available. Folks, I believe that the health of the U.S. economy, because small businesses are over half of the U.S. economy, I believe that the health of the U.S. economy will depend upon it, upon small businesses being healthy. And that one of the main things that will depend on small businesses being healthy will be the availability and the relationship that they have with independent community banks. Now, so that's how important I think the independent banker is, Cam. And I've told my audience this before, Cam, if it weren't for my independent bank, I would not be here. I would not have been able to have started this business, this media company I have now. I would not have been able to have started it and run it without them. They even helped me get, back in the 90s, they helped me get an SBA loan, Cam.
Oh, yeah. The community bankers are big SBA lenders.
SBA guaranteed loan, I should say.
Oh, absolutely.
Cam, you've been working on the Jobs Act. I want to get a little bit of this in here from you. What do you think about the Jobs Act that was just signed by the president?
Well, there was a very important piece in the Jobs Act for community banks, and that was it lifted the number of shareholders required. If you had 500 shareholders as a community bank, you were required to register with the SEC.
Right.
That was raised to 2,000 shareholders.
Right. So that'll help you guys capitalize your banks a little easier, won't it?
Absolutely. ICBA worked very hard on that. We've worked for years on that, and we finally got that through. That was really our main focus.
But will that mean that some of these banks that a lot of small business owners would like to invest in, that they'll have more opportunity to do that now?
Oh, absolutely.
Because, see, you know, a lot of these independent banks, folks, once those shares are, once they get, as you said, to that number, that 500 number, they couldn't bring any more people in, and you had to buy shares when they became available. You couldn't.
That's exactly right.
So now.
Yeah. That's going to help a great deal, Jim.
But that's going to go away pretty soon, so folks, pay attention to that. Those shares are going to start becoming available, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. That was a big win for us, and we're also trying very hard. We have a bill. I want your listeners to remember these numbers. In the Senate, it's S-1600. The bill number is 1600, and in the House of Representatives, the bill number is 1697, and it's called the Communities First Act. And the Communities First Act is an ICBA-inspired bill, a community banker-inspired bill, that would help not only community banks but small businesses get loans, maintain loans, and grow their businesses. It's right in your wheelhouse, Jim.
Right.
And the listeners need to call their representatives and senators.
What's the mechanism? What's the trigger? What's the substance behind these bills?
These bills will assist not only banks, but small businesses with tax relief,
right,
with raising capital, with being able to loosen the regulations that are inhibiting community banks from
right,
better serving their small businesses and so forth. Those are the thrusts of the Communities First Act. It's an easy
Communities First
name
Act.
To
That's
remember.
The main thing we need to remember, Communities First. Folks, this is so important because You know, Cam, one of the things I've told people about is small business owners have a lot of character, but there's no place in the regulations, there's no place in credit scoring for the value of character. Independent community banks give small business owners credit for their character, and that's the difference.
Community bankers are character lenders.
Yeah.
They factor in character. They factor in family history.
Yep.
They factor in the relationship in that community, and they're the only financial institutions that do that.
That's right. Cam, I've got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our visit, but will you come back another day and keep us posted on how things are going with the ICBA?
I sure will, and I really deeply appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you for being here. Camden Fine, ladies and gentlemen, Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA. Check it out, icba.org. And check out your local independent banker, too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.